Hey everyone, and welcome to Table Dive. Today, you are listening to our Fallout 2D20 actual play series. With the upcoming release of the new Fallout Amazon series, we couldn't resist diving back into the Fallout system for a small actual play. We're going to be playing the Showdown in Skull Canyon module, which has our players traveling to the Skull Canyon in the Mojave Desert to help de-escalate a scenario between a small city of mutants and the NCR. My name is Tyler, and I will be the game master for this actual play, but let's hop in and see who else we have with us today.
I'm Travis, and I'm playing Rick the Pick Chesterfield. I'm a survivor, and intelligence is my highest stat, and I focus on medicine, repair, and speech, and quick little backstory, I'm out on a quest to repair all the banjos in the world, because I have a banjo for a gun, and it's cool.
You're like the Western version of Sephiroth.
Yeah.
There's a considerable amount of banjos in Fallout games, too, I feel like.
Yeah, there is.
At least 76 has a lot of
banjos. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's got a lot of banjos, yeah.
It's like the only instrument that survived. Hi, I'm Robert. I'm going to be playing Marshall Miles. He is a survivor. He has been wanting to... He met this mysterious stranger when he was young, and he wants to be just like him. He's on this path to be the new mysterious stranger.
What are your skills?
Currently, I specialize in small guns, sneak, and lockpicking.
Hi, I'm Stefan. I'll be playing Travis Goldman. He's a vault dweller from Vault 11. He was in a social experiment where he had to kill somebody because the computer told him to. So he got really good with being strong and fast. So he's got high strength and agility. They had to sacrifice somebody every time the computer told him to, or the computer would tell them to, or would kill everybody. So when there was about five left, they just said, we're not killing anybody anymore, and they were allowed to leave. So he's kind of just getting out into the world and doesn't know really what's going on with factions and stuff like that.
Stefan's playing Travis, no confusion about Travis playing.
I deserve it. I fully admit that I 100% deserve it for all the times I've called my characters Tyler or your grandmother's name or whatever it was. So,
whose grandmother? Only fair.
I can't remember. I remember there was, I called the character Tyler, and then there was another time I did something.
Let's hop right into it from there, I think. As you approach the entrance to Skull Canyon, the harsh landscape of the wasteland around you, the rugged terrain, the relentless desert winds serve as a constant reminder of the unforgiving nature of this post-apocalyptic world. Nestled within steep canyon walls sits a small town. A short wall protects the settlement from dangers at its entrance, and standing before the town gate are two mutant guards. Their bodies are wrapped in multiple layers of fabric to shield them from the harsh sun and the wind and various elements of the desert. The three of you are guided here primarily, I guess, by Marshall having a note for what is it specifically?
It is a job request.
Yeah. From a contact of one of yours from New Vegas that heard that the small town needed help, and you know, you through the grapevine, you received this job request to come out here to Skull Canyon to help out, and that's why the three of you have made your way through the desert and are kind of approaching this city.
Okay. About what type of day is it, or time of day is it?
It is noonish. The sun's pretty high up in the sky. You're in kind of this, this like steep canyon, this valley area though. So you're pretty well shaded, from the harsh sun. So it's a nice little place to nestle in a small town. Like I said,
we walk up to these mutant guards.
Yeah, actually, so let's see. I think can anybody with a we're gonna go right into making a roll here. Can anybody with an intelligence of I'm gonna say five or higher. I'm sorry, perception. A perception of five or higher. Make a perception medicine test with a difficulty of 3. So
that's Rick.
Yeah, my perception.
Actually, let's dial this back. We have some starting AP, right? What's the starting AP?
Do we start with AP?
I think we start with AP.
Yeah.
Right? It's
it's two per person. Two per person. Yeah.
All right. That seems fair.
Unless you're a robot. I'm pretty sure you don't get any for being a robot.
Was that what it was? Was that what it was?
Yeah, I thought it was two per person.
I'm double checking real quick. I think it is. That sounds right.
And I roll 2 dice, right?
Action points, page 18.
Before you roll, hold on. Let's talk about it. Yes, 2 AP per player.
Okay.
All right. So we have 6. Are you guys able to see that AP counter?
Yeah, in the bottom right there. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So the way this works, I need a perception medicine test. And the difficulty is 3. So that means you need 3 successes to succeed this test. Okay. So well, by default, you rolled 2. I mean, if you get a critical,
That's worth 2.
Medicine is one of your tag skills, correct?
Yeah.
So if you roll under your tag skill number, it's automatically a success, right?
It's a critical.
Yes.
Critical. Yeah. So it'd be worth 2 successes.
Yeah.
You can also.
I'll buy a dice.
I was gonna say, you can also buy additional D20.
Yeah, I'll buy an extra one. That's 1 AP, right? The first one, or the 2?
It's a 1 and then 2 and then 3.
I'm pretty sure it's 1 then 2 then 3.
It is 1, 3, 6.
Oh, okay. Never mind. And complication is?
Let's see. Complications are going to be just a 20.
Just 20? Okay.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. Do you want to do one success? Do you want to spend any luck points or anything to reroll it? There's a lot of things you get, a lot of currencies you get in this game.
Yeah,
so
no.
Just want to make sure it's all.
No,
everybody's remembering them. Okay.
If I had 2 successes, I might have, but at just 1, no.
Gotcha. All right, then yeah, you guys approach these mutants that are standing guard at the edge here.
Oh, yeah, hello there.
As you approach and you call out, their response is just yip, yip, yip. Just a series of high-pitched chirps and squeaks.
Yeah, I look over at the other two and just be like, I don't know about you, but I didn't understand any of that.
Something doesn't sound right.
Yep.
Oh, you speak their language, huh? Absolutely. All right, you go on ahead. You talk to them.
Travis Goldman. I feel like I'm gonna have to say
yes.
Your full name. Travis Goldman. Make a luck speech test for me with a difficulty of 3.
Okay.
Complications.
I took an AP because I need it.
You're gonna use an AP to buy extra die?
Well, I have to even get a chance.
Okay. Complications on this are gonna be a 19 or a 20. I don't know, is that something you guys can enter into the prompt when you roll?
Yeah. The complication? Yeah, I can do 19.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and roll them.
I got 1 complication, 2 passes. I'm going to use a luck point to re-roll the... Oh, I can't. Because it's a nat 20.
Yeah, you can't re-roll a nat 20. Can't re-roll a critical.
Yep. Almost forgot about that.
All right. So you respond mockingly, and one of them points a pistol at you.
It was a joke. It was a joke. I was messing with my guys, not messing with you.
Yeah.
You know, I'll put my hands on it. You just hold on there now. Are we speaking English, right? Fallout is English, right? It's not like common, right?
Yeah, it's English.
And any of y'all speak English?
They look at each other. Yep.
Well, you know, I tried my best.
What is going on here?
Anything your note said anything about that?
No. Looking at it here, it doesn't say anything. It just says show up.
You have the note.
Yeah, bring them the note. Let them see if they can read that.
Yeah, I'm going to take them the note.
The one with the pistol out, you know, he's got it trained on you as you move up. And the other one snatches the note. And he looks down and kind of stares at it for a minute. And he like steps aside and like gestures for you to like enter.
I'm gonna start walking, and then I'm gonna stop at the guy who took the note and like hold out my hand for the note.
Yeah, he gives it back.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna walk inside.
Does anybody have small guns or energy weapons?
Yeah,
I have small guns. Yeah.
Okay.
Small
gun. Is but everybody a small like gun? A
banjo.
Yeah,
no, not do you have a small gun? Are you like particularly proficient in small guns?
Oh, I have some points in small guns. Yeah.
I am proficient in small guns.
All right, cool. All three of you give me a perception small guns test with a difficulty of 4. I'll let you decide. You don't have to do these tests either, if you wanna not.
Success and a complication.
Okay.
Oh, I clicked the wrong button.
You rolled quite a bit of dice.
Yeah, there. I was like, how did you roll so many for dice?
For the amount of AP that's missing, you rolled quite a bit of dice.
Well, they were all failures.
Yeah, they were all failures.
We needed 3 or 4.
It was a total of 4.
Okay, well, we got 2.
Well, these are individual test lines.
Yeah, we would have had... We needed 4 ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
As you... Who got the complication?
Rick the pick.
As you're moving in, you notice, like, behind, like, so there's, like, this, you know, a barricade that they're kind of using to protect... They're kind of behind using to, you know, protect the entrance. And as you kind of pass through, you see behind it, they have a bunch of weapons hidden under like a small like brown blanket, you know, that's like a camouflage blanket.
Yeah.
And one of the guards sees you looking at it.
I will kind of like continue looking in that general direction, but subtly lift my gaze up as if I'm like just looking around the city and doing like a full sweep.
You're trying to be like nonchalant about it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, let's see.
Are we gonna get destroyed on day one?
I think I need like a... Give me like a charisma sneak roll.
A charisma sneak roll. All right. That's a strange one. What's the difficulty?
Two.
Do you have to tell us? Oh, okay.
I don't know if I have to, but I'm probably going to.
Okay. I'm going to buy an extra.
Okay.
Yeah. Two. Yeah.
Two. Yeah. He believes your ploy of just kind of looking off into the distance. Like you can see him eyeing you up, like you're a little, you know what I mean, out of the corner of your eye, and you're trying to be nonchalant. You can see him, you can feel him staring at you.
Just do a full sweep.
And then but you do the full sweep and you keep moving in. Yeah. Yeah, you guys move through and head into the city, the town of Skull Canyon.
So, Marshall.
What's up, Rick?
Did you get yourself a name? Who we're supposed to talk to here?
It doesn't say. It just says, we gotta come here. It says Doc Mitchell requested it, but it says he's from New Vegas, so I don't know if he's here or not. We should probably find the mayor or somebody.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, you guys walk into town, and it's like it's down in this canyon, right? So it's got big stone walls up on either side of it, kind of protecting it. And it's nestled down in the shade. It's like pretty cool down here for the comparatively to the desert you had to walk through to get here. I don't want to say nice, but it's not a bad little settlement that they got going on here. There are various mutants as well as human, like vault dweller, wasteland dweller type people here. The mutants all seem to have coverings on their face, like the two that were outside guarding the front.
I have a question.
Yeah.
When you say mutant, are you meaning super mutant or ghoul?
Neither.
Oh, okay, neither. Gotcha.
Yeah. In fact, like I said, the ones out in the front were like very heavily covered up. Now that you're in the city, you do notice that they're humanoid shaped, except their skin is like a scaly pale like green color. They all their body parts are extremely elongated. Most of them have like face wrappings and they're covered up. They all, as you're like kind of walking through town, you notice they're all talking, at least the mutants are talking in like this kind of high-pitched squeak chirp type language, but you do hear other of like the wasteland dwellers talking in like typical, you know, English as well. None of them are like talking to mutants, but they do seem to be living in some sort of like harmony with each other.
Okay, so but we would never have seen this type of mutant before.
No.
No.
This okay, seems okay. pretty specific to this desert canyon.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess we carry on walking through, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you have a goal?
Yep, try to find the mayor's office.
Or whoever's in charge. One of the wastelanders.
Yeah, do you want to like try and talk to somebody? There's no like, I mean, a lot of the buildings are, you know, like metal scrap and various old, like canopies. There's not a very clear what building is what, at least. So, flagging somebody down is like a probably a good step. You said you want to talk to like one of the. Like the wastelanders that are the various wastelanders around here?
Yeah, just whichever one's closest. Just walk up to. Just be like, hello there, sir.
Yeah, you approach this like tall, muscular man. Short blonde hair, blue eyes. And he is Rick tall or average? Average size?
Yeah, probably average. Okay. Like around the like, you know, 6 foot ish, maybe a little shorter.
Yeah, this guy's big. He looks down at you. And okay. He says, oh, new in town?
Oh well, yeah, we just came on from outside. We're just looking for the mayor or whoever might be in charge around here.
Do you want to have a conversation with them, or would you like someone that you can actually speak with? Because that's two different things.
Let's go with the speaker.
Yeah, I just kind of look at him blankly like, what?
Yeah, as well, we need somebody to talk to.
Mayor is, and he gestures at kind of one of the mutants that walk by. He's like, but, you want to talk to Sally. Sally will be able to help you. If you're from out of town, people don't just come visit. So I would assume Sally probably sent for you.
And so just between you and me, what exactly are these people?
Citizens of Skull Canyon?
Yeah, but like... Why do they talk the way that they talk? Oh. If you catch my drift.
Yeah. I have no clue. Nice folk. I don't know why they're the way they are, though.
All right, then.
Do they ever speak English?
You know, I don't think so. I never heard it. Sally can translate, though. She can speak that weird. Yip, yip. You know?
Oh, don't do the yip, yip if you don't know what they're saying. I got a gun pulled on me a little while ago.
Oh, yeah, you probably said something insulting. It's possible. It's very, very easy to do.
All right. We'll point the way to Sally.
He looks around. He's like, well, she should be... Probably in the marketplace. Last I saw, she was at Happy Hank's. It's a food vendor just on the corner of the marketplace.
All right. What'd she look like?
Let's see. Sally. Sally is a... Sally has short hair, kind of a dirty blonde, you know, brown eyes. She has like shoulder armor, pretty rugged clothing, some patchwork leather boots, you know. She looks like a caravan trader in a way, would be a good way to describe her.
Well, much appreciated.
Hey. You just go ahead and point the way over to the marketplace. We'll just head on over.
Yeah, he gestures. I mean, like, once he points, you're like, oh, yeah, it's clearly, you know, that's it. It's a big, I don't know if I want to call it a tent, but it's a big structure that's canopy-like in nature, made of various scrap metals. But you can see, like, tons of little stalls and crafting stations and fire pits and people cooking on burning barrels and...
Yeah, gonna head over. Look for Sally.
Yeah, you head off into the marketplace. It's bustling. Do you go... What's the plan? Do you kind of like browse? Do you look around? Do you go straight for Happy Hank's food vendor stall? Or what?
I'd just go straight to Happy Hank's.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go straight there. Yeah.
Yeah. You follow your nose, I guess you could say, and you find this stall with a couple stoves kind of tented off. It's got a small line of people. And there is a mutant kind of wrapped up mask, you know, like desert wrappings on.
It looks like a tire or like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They all they're all kind of covered up from okay. the sun. Yeah. And you move up to the stall of like assorted salvage materials and stoves and cooking equipment and various grilled meats and seafood and specialty kebabs and drinks.
I'm gonna look around for Sally.
As you,
I was gonna say I want to look around for Hank.
Hank is cooking. Like you walk up and he's got like these massive, like snakes on a fire, like on a pit, and he's like turning them and cooking them on a fire.
Hey Hank, where are you getting seafood out here? Never mind. And I walk away.
He holds up like a kebab stick and it's got a squid on it.
Is he trying to hand it to me?
He's trying to he's probably trying to get you to buy it, but yeah.
I just take it and then walk away to try and find Sally.
Yep.
If I notice that, I'll probably walk up and just be like, sore from a friend there. He's a little new to these parts. How much is that?
He, like, has these... I don't know what I want to call him. He's got, like, an abacus doodad with beads on it, and he, like, ticks over eight of them, like, eight caps.
Okay, I'll hand him eight caps.
I was gonna hand it back. Oh, I thought it was for free.
Oh, no. Sorry, Travis, but, around these parts, you gotta pay for your food.
I thought he was just being nice.
Yeah, you now have a stuffed squid that heals 6 HP that you can add into your inventory. It also gives 1 rad. I don't know how to... You'll have to make a custom food there, probably.
I was trying to find it.
In your consumables under the gear tab, you'll have to add a new consumable.
You said 6?
Yeah, heals six, one radiation point.
It heals 1 red?
No, it gives you 1 red.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Yeah,
so it's irradiated.
It's a squid in the desert.
Oh, I'm resistant to radiation.
All right.
Yeah, I have to roll, but I get an extra dice or something. I have to reread it.
As you're grabbing it, too. as you're grabbing it, I'll walk up to you and just be like, Travis, I know you're new to these parts, but I would highly suggest you don't eat that. There isn't water anywhere near here that a squid could come from.
Well, that's what I was trying to ask him about, and then he just handed it to me, so I thought we were good to go.
No, I think he was wanting you to buy it.
Well, I figured that out when you had to pay for it. I was going to hand it back to him because I thought he was giving it to me for free.
A cap is pretty steep for something that looks like that.
Either way, if you plan on eating that, do it away from us.
As you guys are kind of like standing there discussing, he hands out like this menu basically of all the stuff he sells. Like he's like, I haven't had a customer in a while, so he's like trying to get you guys to buy stuff. And he posts the list of all the things you can potentially buy from him.
What? I will not be purchasing anything at the moment, but
neither will I. Thank you for the offer.
And as you guys are,
I'm not getting anything else either.
Do what?
I'm not getting anything else either.
Okay. And you don't have to eat that now. You can stick it in your pocket or wherever you put your stuff. But as you guys are talking to Hank, Sally walks up. And looks at you guys. New in town? You here to help?
Yes, ma'am.
About time Doc sent somebody. I asked months ago.
Yeah, it took us a minute to get here. Sorry.
Well, you're here. I can show you around town. Can translate if you want. She said, don't buy from Hank. He'll try to rob you.
Oh, yeah, we already found that out the hard way.
Yeah, you took it when he handed it to you, didn't you?
Wow.
Yes. I did. I thought he was giving it to me for free.
Yeah, nothing's free around here.
I didn't have enough money to pay for it. My buddy paid for it for me.
Yeah, this boy over here is a vault dweller.
Oh, don't see many of those around here. Well, come with me. I can show you around. Then we can talk about work. I guess we could call it, if you're looking for that still.
Yes.
Don't think we would have came all this way if we weren't.
Fair enough. Are you, is there anything you're looking to pick up while we're here in the market, or you just want to get straight to it?
I mean, it's been pretty quiet the last couple days. I'm ready to get to work.
Yeah, let's get to work. This bat needs to get some blood on it.
I thought you were talking about a real, like, the animal for a hot minute. I'm like, what kind of character are you?
No, I got an aluminum bat. Baseball bat.
Yeah, she guides you through town. And eventually leads you to like a big building kind of in the back of this settlement. The kind of like town hall. And as you enter, inside of this building, there's a few wastelanders, just only like a couple, like two or three of them, but mostly full of mutants. And the ones inside this like darker town hall area are all free of like the cloth wrappings. Like they're not wrapped up like the ones that are out in the sun. And they're kind of tall and lanky humanoid with this like scaly blue green skin, kind of like glistening, like almost like they're damp under the light. very slender body with like elongated limbs, like legs and arms, kind of move in this very graceful, fluid motion. They have big, kind of like swollen eyes that kind of peer out of their completely hairless heads. Their hands only have four fingers, and they're like very elongated. And Sally guides you to one in particular, and she says, "This is Zarn, the mayor of Skull Canyon." And Zarn has simple, kind of practical clothing, I guess you could say, kind of like a robe. And everyone kind of is like, they're kind of keeping their space from this person, kind of respectfully. And she kind of introduces you, and Zarn.
Can I use my medical knowledge to kind of determine what might have caused them to look like this?
Yeah. Let's do like a medical intelligence, I think. I'm going to say difficulty 4.
Cool. Well, that's going to be tough.
You got that AP.
No, I don't want to use all of it, but all right.
Can I assist in the medical? I do have points in medical. It's not tagged, but I do have points in it.
Yeah. Let's look up the rules for assisting real quick. I think it's you also make a test, right? And if you get it, hold on, let me find that rule.
Then roll 1d20 and add any successes you generate to theirs, providing they score at least one success of their own. So you give him an attribute and a skill combination. It doesn't have to be the same as mine. And he just has to describe how he's helping.
Yeah.
And you can't buy.
Yeah, the helper can't buy. They only get to roll one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 1d20.
Yeah. All right,
I make an argument for perception medical?
Perception medical?
To be able to inspect, like, look at this guy carefully. Look for
On the agreement that for your help to actually help, you guys have to have an in-character conversation about how you're communicating this between the two of you.
Yeah, I'll kind of, like, before we actually get up to the mayor, I'll probably have just kind of, like, stage whispered over to Marshall, just be like, "You know, I may not have a lot of medical knowledge about these types of things, but I think I could figure out what's wrong with them.
They do look strange. There's like some sort of physical mutation I can kind of see, I guess. Maybe it looks kind of like." I don't know.
Let's go ahead and roll. Let's see what we get. Oof.
So I can still buy a dice though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I bought 3. So let's see.
You bought 3?
Well, I bought 1 to put me at 3. Sorry.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I was about to say, where'd we get all this AP from?
Yeah. No. 3.
Hey!
That's like, I think, getting 3 extra dice is what, 6 AP?
Yeah.
Can you?
No. It's 10 AP. To get the third is 6 alone.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was 1, no, 2.
They add all the way up. It's 1, 3, 6, I think.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Well, that is a failure.
And luck be used on the assist. Doesn't say. I'll allow it if you want to.
You want to reroll?
Yeah.
Yours are all successes, but if Robert wants
to. You have to get a success now.
Yeah.
I'll reroll. I'll use a luck point. I gotta click on the dice.
Yeah, it should let you.
Oh, what? I got the same roll.
Does the character sheet automatically adjust your luck when you do that?
No, you gotta do it yourself.
Ah.
Yeah, so it's a failure.
Where is luck? Ah, okay.
Drop.
Cool. I'll give you a little bit, though, I think, with three successes. If they... If anything, they've been like this for a considerable amount of time to have developed their own way of speaking without knowing any English. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
they would have been out here isolated for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Okay. Could I safely assume it has something to do with radiation?
I don't know about safely, but it's a...
Okay.
In universe, it seems like a pretty good bet most of the time.
Okay. Yeah, then I'll just keep whispering to Marshall. Just be like, I mean, the fact that they can't speak English, it really shows that they must have been out here a long time around no one else. And I mean, I don't know about radiation levels about around these parts, but it's got to be something to do with that, don't you think?
Is Travis still holding this squid, by the way? Or did he put it in his bag or something?
Travis Goldfinger? Goldfin.
Yes.
Man.
You'll get it. Still holding the squid?
Yeah, I'm still holding it.
I'm gonna look back at the squid and be like, maybe it's something they consumed.
Yeah, because where are they getting that squid from? It just boggles the mind.
I didn't know of any large bodies of water large enough to get squid around here.
I'm gonna pull Sally into the conversation. Be like, Sally.
Yeah? Is this all pre-talking to the man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Important question here that we have. Where do they get the squid?
That is actually a very good question.
And you don't know, I take it.
I don't.
Strange.
It is. I mean, we're not really near the ocean. So, I don't know. I know there's underground caves around here, but like, maybe there's some down there?
Well, I mean, I ain't no zoo of scientists or whatever they're called, but...
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they live in underwater caves, but maybe they do. Maybe they do.
It's a freshwater squid. It's easy.
Oh. Is that a thing?
Yeah. You know, Hank sells some stuff. It's best just don't ask where he gets it. You know?
Okay.
Is it safe to eat?
What you mean by safe?
I'm not going to turn to one of them, am I?
Oh, I don't think so. I haven't yet.
Is the squid good?
Oh, you know, I usually go for the worm, but, you know, it smells good.
Is it just one worm or multiple worms?
It's a singular worm.
Big boy worm, though.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, we should probably move along now.
Yeah, let's meet the mayor. And we'll like fast forward back to like.
It was an important conversation to have.
It was, right? Yeah.
They're in the middle of the desert. There should be no squid or anything like it.
And, you know, that's when she's like, you know, this is Zarn, the mayor. And he's like, yip, yip, yip. And she's like, he's pleased to meet you. She's like, actually, he would like to talk with you privately, if you guys would follow us. And she kind of gestures to like a back room area.
Yeah. Gonna head back.
Yeah. The three of you and Sally and Mayor Zarn head back into the back room. And Zarn doesn't really speak during this. Sally communicates most of this story to you. And she tells you of the kind of growing tension with the NCR and them kind of threatening their way of life here in Skull Canyon. That, you know, Skull Canyon has existed here for like quite a long time. No one's even really sure how long it's been here. The mutant inhabitants were here first, and they've always been peaceful. They only really fight back when they're provoked. About a week ago, a patrol of NCR Rangers came into town, started causing trouble, and were kind of expelled from the city, kicked out. Seems like there's a lot of prejudice between the NCR and, you know, the mutants. A lot of slurs and manhandling of townsfolk and all that nonsense. But the town guards managed to kind of turn the patrol of NCR away.
And sounds like they were justified to turn them away if they were acting improper.
Does anybody have speech as a tax skill?
Yeah.
Can you roll a perception speech test for me with a difficulty of 2?
Yeah, I got 4 successes.
Woo-wee!
Wow.
She's lying.
So I get 2 extra AP now, right?
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's how it works.
Yeah, yeah. Every success you get over the target is a... Yeah. AP added.
Okay, so she's lying?
Maybe not about all of it, but you definitely feel like some of the things she said were maybe not like the most accurate. You know what I mean? Maybe it shouldn't necessarily mean everything she just said was a lie, but like you kind of get a feeling.
She's lying about something.
It's, yeah, you kind of like
something or.
Yeah, you just. She tells you the story and you're like, a lot of that doesn't really jive with me, you know?
Okay. I won't say anything. I'll just keep that to myself for now, obviously. Okay.
Yeah, she says, so, you know, the reason we kind of need your help is we really just need you guys to help settle this situation with the NCR. We're not asking you to kill them or anything, but, like, just maybe help cool the tension somehow. I mean, we're not in their way. We're not bothering them. We just want to be left alone here. There's a NCR ranger camp not too far from here that we've recently spotted. That's probably where the patrol came from. If, you know, that maybe you guys could speak to them. I don't really know. I don't have a solution. We're just trying to de-escalate, you know?
Yeah, makes sense.
I'm sure we could give it a try.
I mean, feel free to take other avenues as well. I just...
Have you previously tried to de-escalate this? Just seeing what tactics worked and what didn't work.
NCR doesn't really like talking to us much. So,
well...
Haven't had too many words with them, you know?
Okay. I was just wondering. It's a little odd you wouldn't have tried to talk to them before you had us come out here.
Yeah, it's just they... I don't think they're a fan of, you know... And she kind of gestures at Zarn. And, you know, even though I'm not that, they, you know, we're all kind of the same to them. Sympathizers, I guess.
Well, I'm sure we could figure something out. But for now, I do have a little tradition that I need to follow through on. And I'll start pulling out my banjo gun and start, like, tuning it. And be like, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to perform for the mayor here. And usually these are private events.
Just to clarify, you want to play a song for the mayor in private?
I want her to leave.
Okay.
And I'm using like a private performance as an excuse to get her to leave.
She turns to the mayor, who appears to understand what you're saying for the most part. And, you know, gives her like a, you know, quick series of chirps. And she says, the mayor is actually a huge fan of banjos and would greatly appreciate this.
Oh, well, that's good.
So, and she looks at the other two of you.
Oh, no, they can stay. They're part of it.
So she says, I just need to clarify. It's a private performance for the mayor, but I'm the only one that needs to leave?
Oh, well, see, these here are my traveling companions, so they're, in a way, a part of the act, but also, I don't just perform free for anybody. Now, this is the mayor, so he gets a free performance.
He's like, wow, alright, but, I mean, if you're gonna help us, then... Oh, okay. She like All right. She's like scratching her head, like she's totally baffled, but yeah. Walks
a good day
out of the room.
I'm gonna instantly turn to the mayor and go, "Can you understand what I'm saying?" Just nod, and I'll nod if yes, and I'll shake my head and shake your head if no.
He agrees. He yeses. He can't understand.
Okay. Now, everything that lady told us there, was that true?
He confirms.
It is. Okay. Well then, I'm gonna start playing my banjo.
Alright, is there... Let me just check the skills we have here. Is that like a perform?
No, I think charisma would be the best one.
Yeah, but you typically
charisma
gotta,
athletics.
Like, yeah, you gotta like.
It is technically a gun.
I'll allow that.
So
argument.
Small guns.
And I'll allow charisma small guns.
Okay. All right.
At this point, the more successes, the better the performance.
Okay, I'll buy one. Three successes.
Three successes. It brings a green tear to his eye as you play probably the best music he's ever heard in his life.
And to be clear, my banjo gun, because it is a gun, is so out of tune.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He has
no
idea.
Horrible.
I would say it sounds horrible, but with that number of successes, it sounds like it's like passable.
Okay.
It You give a passing rendition of Wonderwall
okay.
to the mutant mayor Zarn.
Okay. After I finish my performance, I'll just be like, now was there anything else that you wanted to add to what she told us?
Yep.
No. Shake for no, nod for yes.
He kind of looks at you for a minute with his big, kind of bulbous eyes and shakes his head no.
All right.
And the other two of you as well. That's probably, I don't know, we don't know how long the three of you have traveled, but that's the best performance you've heard Rick give since meeting.
Oh, yeah. Marshall's thoroughly impressed that he has come a long way with his performances.
Dude, you finally did it.
Well, you know, sooner or later, I had to get it right.
If she's listening from far away, she's gonna think you're actually good.
Well, let's just let's let her keep on thinking that. All right, now do we want to go solve this problem?
We better before it turns into a war.
All right, let's go somewhere private to talk.
Yeah, you want to leave the town hall and find somewhere in town that you guys can. So as you're leaving, I guess, right? Like, you come out of that little private room with Zarn, and Sally's in the main, town hall building, and she sees you. So, are you guys going to go speak with them, or what's the plan?
I think that's the next step that we're going to take.
Is there any other information I can help you guys with, or?
Could you point us in the direction again?
Like, yeah, just once you leave town, you head north a good ways. It's pretty hard to miss. You follow the canyon walls up a hill. You'll see the flags in the camp. It's pretty easy to find.
One last question before we go. Has the NCR patrols been getting increasingly more popular around here?
In the past months, yes.
Interesting.
I don't know if there's something of interest here to them, or it's the NCR. I don't know if you know how they can be, but
Marshall's gonna nod his head and start walking towards the gate, I guess. He's gonna wave them. Let's go.
Were you guys wanting to stop and talk somewhere?
We could talk.
Probably talk as we walk. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I figured we'd talk.
It's more private than in here, anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So okay,
you guys leave town and make in that direction. Yeah.
So, y'all catch that back there?
Yeah, you learn how to play the damn thing.
No, I'm talking about Sally now. She's hiding something.
Well, what do you mean she's hiding something? She seemed like a pretty straight shooter to me.
Oh, no. I could tell. I can read a person, okay? And when she was talking, there were some subtle signs there that, she I don't know if she was outright lying, but there's something. She was hiding something. I don't know if she was leaving something out, or, misconstruing the truth. Any of you catch that?
No, I didn't catch any of that. But I can't read people. I didn't know that they had words and everything that you could just look at.
Right. Okay. Not 100% sure what you mean by that, but I just think there's more to this than she's letting on. I thought maybe perhaps that she was mistranslating, but the mayor did seem to agree with her. So I'm saying maybe we should handle this situation delicately.
Well, they all could be lying to us. They just want us to fix their problem for them.
This is a waste. If people have their mouth open, it's probably a lie.
And we all know the NCR is going to lie to us.
You know that. Them government type.
Well, good thing you could read people like a book.
Not all the time, but some people just have tales.
They have tails out here? I've never seen a mutant with a tail before.
Oh, not tails. Tails.
I feel like we're saying the same word.
No, not tails. Tails. Anyways.
Well, everything aside, Rick, you did real well with that performance this time.
Oh, God damn, I know.
Definitely the best you've ever done.
It was like I was touched by some higher power.
Or the fact that you got them new strings, them shiny new strings.
That could be it, too. Could be. I also would like to still consider that I could be a conduit for a higher power.
I like the string idea.
Maybe it's a little bit of both.
Let me show you a conduit for higher power.
And, oh, boy.
He's got to pull out his revolver and do little fucking flip tricks and put it back in his holster.
As you pull it out, flip it around or, you know, spin the chamber. What kind of gun do you have? Do you have a revolver?
It's a 44 revolver.
Yeah. You holster it again and you look up in front of you, like as your hand's still on it, in front of you is these two. You can, like, they're up on the hill. They haven't quite noticed you yet, but these two massive rattlesnakes, each rattlesnake having two heads, something known as, if you're from these parts, something known as a twin jaw rattler. And it's about the size of, it could eat you whole. It's as big as you, if not bigger.
Marshall's going to immediately stick his arm out in front of Rick to stop him. And he's going to point at him. We should probably avoid that.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Fallout 2D20 actual play. And we'll see you in the next episode.